And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The head of the World Health Organization called for a ceasefire and a, quote, true solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict Thursday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
In an emotional plea to the global health body's governing body, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus described the conditions in Gaza.
If we look for a solution, it's always possible. It's only the will that's required. And I'm a true believer, because of my own experience, that war doesn't bring solution except more war, more hatred, more agony, more destruction. So let's choose peace and resolve this issue politically.
Ghebreyesus, who lived through war as a child and whose own children hid in a bunker during a war, became emotional describing conditions in the bombed-out Gaza enclave where more than 25,000 people have been killed. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israeli fire has struck a crowd waiting for aid in Gaza City, killing at least 20 people, according to authorities there. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City was hit by Israeli fire. The strike killed over a dozen people and wounded over 100 more, according to Gaza's health ministry. The Israeli military says it's looking into the reports. The incident comes a day after at least a dozen people were killed and dozens more wounded at a crowded shelter in Gaza, according to the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA. I'm Karen Shamas.
A bipartisan Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse. Senate Republicans are increasingly wary of an election year compromise that Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, seems likely to oppose. Senate negotiators have been striving for weeks on a carefully negotiated compromise on border and immigration policy. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at VOA News.